MTB Cast.
Good morning, Dot Watchers. This is Mike Hall calling in from Port of Roosevelt. I'm sorry I haven't been tracking. My tracking unit, there's no life from it. No lights, no nothing. Good day yesterday. Very wet. Could be something to do with why the tracker's dead. Pretty good run into Helpford. Very, very cold. Very wet on this Smithorian and over Elk Pass. Lots of numb hands. Made it into Elkford about 7:45 hours. Straight through there. Messed up a little bit on the, Josephine Falls bypass. So Josh called with me there. And then he was about 5 minutes quicker into Sparwood. We got into there about 9:45, maybe. I did try and call in from there, but I got the number wrong. Very sorry about that. Just to make sure everybody knew I was okay. Quick turnaround out of there. I think we were there less than half an hour. Chase Josh up to Butts Cabin. Butts Cabin was occupied, so I slept on the porch for a couple of hours. I was joined by Seb, who set off this morning with me when my alarm went off, but I lost him on the hill. Got to the Flathead hiker bike just as the light was getting good enough to see, so that was spot on. I left Butts Cabin at, alarm called at 1 o'clock. And then, got rolled into the border about 7:05 this morning and got shouted out for going through the signs. Gonna go get breakfast in Eureka. I didn't see Josh's tyre tracks on Golden Pass. I don't know where he is. I'll try and call in again from Whitefish or Columbia Falls. And if anybody's wanting to swap me a tracker out, I will be visiting the Outdoorsman, hopefully, in Butte. That might be the best chance to do that in a few days. Good luck to everybody else, and speak later.